It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5 is mypigradio.com. Jeff and John in the mornings with the dog, Charlie, and sometimes a morning show. And guest today, Jeffrey Hornbuckle.
Good morning. Wild. Talking about Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah, didn't even bring no wild turkey. What's up?
No, breakfast. He's talking about the kind you shoot sometimes and save their habitat.
That's right.
How you doing this morning, Jeff?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, we're happy to have you here. We got the big banquet coming up this weekend.
And it's different this year, different date, right?
Yes, sir. The leap year through us.
Through a curveball.
Yeah, and the ladies at the fairgrounds off a little bit.
So you're going to have it this coming Saturday, the 22nd.
This coming Saturday, the 22nd.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the event. It's going to be at the Four States Ferry Entertainment Center. What time and all that kind of?
Yes, it's at the Fine Arts Building.
Uh-huh.
Doors open at 5.
All right.
We have a little different this year. We're going to have some live music. Mr. TJ McAlexander will be picking and grinning.
That'd be good.
He is very, very, very good. He'll be singing from 5 to 6:30. That's generally about the time of the auction, the silent auction. And then everybody should have their plate in hand around 6:30 to have a seat.
And you said the food is from Randy's Barbecue.
And the food's from Randy's Barbecue. It's some good
stuff.
He's
got some good brisket.
Like I said, I like his brisket.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
very good. One of the best around here, I think. And then the firearm, you know, that's always been a big deal. A lot of folks want to hit the National Wild Turkey Federation banquet. Texarkana, because
yes.
It's not just shotguns. You got a little bit of everything as far as silent auctions and.
Yes, sir. I mean, a lot of people don't understand. Yes, we are a chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. However, we are the Twin City Upland Game Hunters, mm-hmm. so that threw us into a banquet bracket different because most everybody is around here, including myself, are deer hunters.
Mm-hmm.
So our banquet is 90% catered to the North American wild turkey, but we have elk, deer, duck, quail, Labrador retriever stuff, and shotguns and rifles and pistols.
We, you know, Charlie, our dog, he's a Chesapeake Bay retriever. We need to get another one. I'm sorry, you slung me off there with that.
I've got a question for him later, but keep going. I'm gonna keep it in my mind. But keep telling us about the event that's coming up.
Silent Life. You've never been to a banquet. When you walk in, you can look at all. We have different items on the silent auction that you write down what you would like to give for that item, and the highest bidder gets it at the end of the night, or at the end of that section of the banquet. Then we have several other more high-end priced items that will go on the live auction.
Right.
And then we have the gun of the year, which is a Benelli shotgun that's Cerakoted.
Mm-hmm.
It will be for a box call. Box calls are auctioned off throughout the night. The prices of those vary.
So you personally, Jeff, we were talking earlier, you've been a deer hunter all your life.
Yes, sir.
How? What got you into? What is it? Just harder, more difficult, more
turkey,
yes,
challenging?
Definitely is more of a challenge.
If you
to
do
you
it,
anyway.
Well, to me, yeah. I hunt in Arkansas mountains mostly, but yeah, unless you shoot a turkey out from underneath your deer corn feeder, they are very hard to kill.
Most all of the members hunt different game.
Yes, sir.
It's not just
a
nobody's
turkey.
Just like I'm just a turkey hunter.
Yeah. Most everybody hunts deer or elk or duck. We have so many people come to it. You know, my mother and father-in-law, stepdad would come to it for years and years, and I can't hardly see it at night. But anyway, he is 100% quail hunter.
Quail hunter. So yeah.
So, but he come to the turkey banquet.
Yeah. Well, and so we want to, you'll stay around with us a little bit
this
morning because we got a few more things we want to talk about as this banquet's coming up. Leap year kind of threw it off a little bit. So it's going to be the 22nd. But Jeff's going to stick around with his National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yes, sir.
No wild turkey this morning, but, we do what we got to. It's Reba on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Always been crazy. Go Y'all see that?
Yeah, that was good. And his headphones flew off, and he caught them with one hand.
Wouldn't be able to do that again if I...
You're a
had to.
Circus waiting to happen. I was going to, before we get into what you were going to ask, you brought up quail hunting, and quails are not nearly as common as they used to be and hard to find.
Now, there's a lot of theories around that, you know, fire ants, people keeping their fence rows more clean, regardless if they're mowing it or spraying it with poison. But I grew up around here, in Bowie County, that on Saturday mornings, my stepdad would get me and my brother up and let's go. Uh-huh. We'd turn the dogs loose and start walking from the house to quail hunt. There were plenty of quail, but now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was a kid that my grandfather quail hunting. Mm-hmm. We'd eat quail or whatever. But sometimes, you know, no hunting involved. Just out in the backyard, he had about 28, 30 acres or whatever. Just out in the backyard, you'd hear them.
Yep.
You would hear them all the time in the woods.
Bob White quail, yeah. Yep.
And now I haven't heard one in
forever.
The woods
are quiet. It is. It's sad.
It is sad.
It's hard to find them, too. I mean, Daly's, you know, out there in Redwater had, and now they've closed.
Right.
But they would have, you know, anyway.
Some out there deep in the woods?
Oh, yeah.
You know, how do we get from talking about turkeys to the quails?
We talked about other hunting, and you mentioned quail.
If we're saving the habitat for a turkey, you're saving the habitat for a quail.
And that's what we wanted to get to, I think, was that it's not just, when you guys, the National Wild Turkey Federation, a lot of folks think turkey.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you know, it is
we are.
The challenge. Yeah. But if you're going to protect that habitat by nature, then we're protecting these other species as well, and managing that game.
And believe it or not, there habitat conservation is very expensive and time-consuming. That's what I like about the NWTF is 76 cents on the dollar that's raised in Texas, that money stays in Texas.
Right.
And, you know, I got to be, like I was saying earlier, I got to be a part of a turkey restocking in Titus County 2 weeks ago. That was so awesome. It was a total of 64 birds. That was the second effort. We released 21 that day.
At about what stage are they as far as
those age? Were adults. They trapped those out of Virginia. The ones that I released were out of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They brought 7 more in the next week. They were from Virginia. But, yes, they're adult.
And so they're restocking here in East Texas.
Yes. That has to do with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Biologist. The National Wild Turkey Federation cannot.
Right.
You know, we don't make the decision where.
But you do get to be a part of the
The National Wild Turkey Federation gets the birds. Mm-hmm. You know, we have biologists. But, you know, the habitat is so important. That is one of the most critical elements for a turkey. It can't be thick. You know, prescribed burning it helps things. They got to be able to see. Mm-hmm. Without their sight, they're vulnerable.
Yeah, if it's all grown up, then, I got you. Yeah, so there's a lot more to it. It's a big thing, and I think a lot of folks may be interested in getting involved with the National Wild Turkey Federation.
We hope so.
On the Facebook, we talked about this, but we didn't on the radio yet. Talk a little bit about the fact that there's a program out there specifically for women and also for kids under the age of 16.
Yes. You know, they try to get this and drive it towards the women for just women activities. It's called Women of the Outdoors. And also, any kid under 16, you know, a juvenile turkey is called a jake. Mm, right. So they say those are our jakes. They have programs for jakes as well. If they get that membership, that will be leaning more towards, you know, children's articles or younger articles than, you know, like a regular membership for men. So they're good.
That's good. And get more people involved.
And we want people to get this information. Now, they can go straight to your Facebook page, which is Twin City Upland Game Hunters.
Yes.
Twin City Upland Game Hunters. And get information on these different programs. And, of course, the banquet coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've got some tickets and some things that we're giving away. You can go to mypigradio.com and enter for this. We got tickets for the... Well, for the whole shindig.
Yes, there. Each ticket is worth 2 people. It's called a couple's ticket.
Mm-hmm.
A couple's is not necessarily a man and wife or
Right, just two entries.
Two people, two buddies, you know, or a buddy and his friend's son or whatever, ever how you want to mix it. It's for two people, yes.
Yeah, $60 value.
$60 value.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so hit mypigradio.com for that. Now, Jeff, part of coming in on the Two Old Men and a Dog show, we like to play a game.
You're going to get to play
before
a game.
You get out of here.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I think today it's going to be who's smarter than a fifth grader.
Oh, my goodness.
That's coming up.
Okay.
Here on The Pig. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com, David Allen Coe, Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm. If you please. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Wild Turkey Federation. David Allen Coe didn't do one about wild turkeys. But I'll keep looking.
Yeah.
We've got Jeff Hornbuckle in here with us. Of course, getting ready for the big National banquet. Wild Turkey Federation banquet this weekend.
Like it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Get those tickets. They're available at the box office out at the fairgrounds now.
Yes.
They can swing out there by the box office, but it's in the Fine Arts Building.
And that's a good place to have it. That's a nice room.
It will be. All right, Mr. Hornbuckle.
Yes, sir.
We're going to play a game.
We like to play a game. Don't you can't look over here because the answers are over here.
Okay, I won't cheat.
In our
he's
old
got
man.
It in his old man font so he can see it. So it's huge. He's not going to cheat.
JW won't share his readers.
Yeah, I don't even have them.
All right, so we're going to play some Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? How's that sound? It'd be Jeff and JW. Well, I'm going to have to find another way to write that.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Yeah. JW.
Okay, this is
going to
be
our score sheet right there.
I'm ready.
Here we go. The following questions come from standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. Answer 4 out of 5, or you ain't got the sense of a fifth grader.
Okay.
What popular American musical included the songs Do, Re, Mi and My Favorite Things? A, Mary Poppins, B, The Sound of Music, or C, My Fair Lady? That's right.
They all sound the same.
They do.
Do, Re, Mi, and what?
Do, Re, Mi, and My Favorite Things come from A, Mary Poppins, B, The Sound of Music, or C, My Fair Lady.
I'm going Mary Poppins. Why not?
I'm going with B. What was B?
B is The Sound of Music.
I'm going with B.
JW, you got a point.
Uh-oh.
That's what I wouldn't expect. All right, let's see. Number two, what color is sepia? A, yellow, B, teal, or C, brown? What color is sepia? Sepia, however you pronounce it.
Brown.
You know, that's my guess, because that's all it is a guess. Brown.
Okay. Both of you got that one.
Wow.
Yeah, brown's right. You're just guessing.
That was just a pure guess.
Well, that was a guess.
Anyway, I don't know.
Fifth graders on their way to school is like, it's trying to yell it out the answer to you right now.
Come on, guys.
It's brown.
Brown.
What's the largest state in America? A, California, B, Alaska, or C, Texas?
Alaska.
We got that.
That's JW 3, Jeff 2.
Up there. Texas is the only one that counts. And it's got-
That's right.
Yeah, screw Alaska.
Yeah.
Who was the very first Postmaster General of the United States?
I know this one.
Was that Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, or Thomas Paine?
Thomas Paine.
I'm going with B.
Benjamin Franklin? Uh-huh. Okay.
Was it Benjamin Franklin?
It was Benjamin Franklin. So that's 4-2. But we'll go ahead and continue. Our final question. What was the name of the last Queen of France? A, Marie Antoinette, B, Anne Boleyn, or C, Mary Queen of Scots? These fifth graders, man.
They might have taught that to me when I was in fifth grade. I have no idea. I forgot it. Mary Queen of Scots.
What was B?
B was Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn. B.
Okay, neither one of you got that. So we're just going.
I have no idea. There.
Man, Jeff,
I think we're smart as a fifth grader.
I know you guys are. These are some. This is the.
Advanced version.
Yeah, this is the advanced.
Advanced.
Yeah, whatever they call
the
it.
Enriched program.
Whatever they call it these
questions,
days.
Yeah. should have got some remedial fifth grade questions.
We tried.
Oh, no. All right, so again, the banquet, National Wild Turkey Federation banquet coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Fine Arts Building out at the fairgrounds. Make your way out there because tickets will be available at the door.
Yes.
The fine food from Randy's Smokehouse, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. They got surely the brisket's going to be on the...
Oh, definitely. Brisket, yes.
You know what? My wife loves Randy's barbecue. And anytime she's in New Boston, she goes by because he's got it in New Boston. She gets what they call the burnt ends.
Burnt ends.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Very good.
Yeah, the brisket in. Yeah, yeah, man.
They've got brisket and I think sausage, smoked sausage.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great meal. We've got a contest going on. You can win some tickets up here, and that's going to happen pretty quick because we want you to buy some. But we're going to give these away through the website, mypigradio.com. Mr. Hornbuckle, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thank you, fellas, for having me. I appreciate it.
Hanging out with us for a little while. That's a good way to get out of some work.
Yeah. This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.